Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 132, Buckle Brim Shoe. That's what I'm talking about, you and you. I got my little man, my homeboy, my main skillet, Mr. Alex DePonte.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing? I can't hear a damn thing, just so you know.
We're going to restart. Oh, there I am. Hello.
You're there? Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You can't hear anything?
I can't hear a goddamn thing. There we go. Now we're good. All right. Anyway, everybody, as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Mane & Taylor Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World.
See? It's nice.
Yeah, that works, though.
And easy when that works.
Yeah.
And I don't have Kim sitting and going, world in the background.
It's so funny when she does that.
It's funny, it is. You know, it's crazy. So her and Tom are leaving on Thursday.
To go to Disney.
For the Halloween thing. Well, for just vacation. They have been meaning to get away for a while, and you can see the exhaustion on both their faces, and they need...
Like me every week.
Yeah, well, but you've been away. You've been away a few times, actually.
When I came back from Mexico, I felt so relaxed, and then being back here for a week, I felt exhausted again.
Well, you need to, you know, figure out your schedule a little bit better. That's all.
Yeah.
Not so many music lessons.
I need to tell the kids, like, no more. No piano this week.
No piano this week.
For all of you.
Oh, not me. Don't you love me?
Well, I meant the kids.
Okay.
I don't think you're a kid.
No. Well, I'm a kid at heart. Well. Are you totally tanked?
That would
tanked?
Make your wife a pedophile.
Are you tanked again
no.
this week? Okay, I'm just making sure.
I was trying to think of a snappy remark.
Oh, okay.
I thought my mark was pretty cool. I don't know.
Okay, you don't
Whatever.
Know.
Whatever.
All right.
I tried.
Trying is better than, you know,
than
not
being
trying.
Dead.
What? Where did that come from?
I'm normally dead, like, every episode.
This is true.
I'm actually not dead this week.
Yeah, no, you're pretty good. You're here. You're present.
I'm here. I'm awake. What it sounds like. And, yeah.
So.
And now you're dead. I passed it off to you.
I am just exhausted. I don't know what it is. I'm mentally and physically exhausted again.
Where's that coffee?
I got water instead. I figured I should be drinking more water. I started with the gym again, you know, I'm back at the gym, you know, like, and my body is in serious pain. I need to drink more water.
Your
you know
body's
what I mean?
Like, what the hell are you doing to me?
Yeah, well, trying to get it back to, you know, smaller. You know, that's pretty much what it is. You know, meanwhile, I walk in and I have a little bit of a brownie, but you know, at the end of
gotta
the day.
Gotta start somewhere.
Things I don't eat right, I don't eat enough. I eat like once a day, and sometimes I'll eat twice a day, or you know, and then I'll gorge because I'm so hungry.
That's so funny because, like, you're a foodie. I wouldn't have thought that at all.
No, I would love to have, you know, three meals a day, snacks in between, like you're supposed to.
Yeah,
I don't have the time. I work like an animal.
I don't do that either. Yeah, I'm bad with food.
But you're also super skinny.
Yeah, but I feel like that's bad that I don't eat then.
No, it is bad. It is bad. But it's a different type of bad for you than it is for
me.
Yeah,
I feel like it makes me tired. Probably.
Yeah, yeah. It might be why I'm feeling tired, you know?
Probably.
And I have a little bit of a headache going on. It's probably because I haven't eaten.
Diet is a big part of not feeling great.
This is true. I'm going to have to fix all that, but it'll happen in time.
Oh, God, yeah. It's going to take time.
I did celebrate my 12th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, you told me yesterday. About that. It was why we didn't, well, they probably had Grindhouse without me, but.
No, we didn't know Grindhouse yesterday. We did two episodes of Grindhouse on Saturday.
Oh.
So the next 2 Mondays, that's why we're doing two episodes of WBS today. Or did you not even know?
Oh, I didn't know we were doing two today.
We can just do one if you want and do another one next Tuesday.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, you know, we could do that.
Yep.
You know, or Wednesday, because Wednesday you got to be here anyway, right?
Yes, I do have to be here
tomorrow. Okay, so? No, not this Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Oh, I also have to be here next Wednesday too.
So, you know, whatever's easier for you, if you want to do WBS, I mean, it'll be a day late next week, even though last week's was a week late, Alex.
Whoops.
No responsibility there?
I think the oops is taking responsibility. No. I think that means that it was my fault that I am taking ownership of that, and it was an oops.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm not saying that I didn't do it. If I said I didn't do it, that would be not taking responsibility.
Cancel that bitch. God damn it.
You're going to cancel me?
No, I can't cancel
you. I'm being canceled?
I can't cancel.
This is my worst fear.
I like you too much.
Now I'm
going
to have to go home and sit in my room and watch YouTube forever. Oh, awful.
You would do that, wouldn't you?
I totally would.
And you would enjoy every second of it.
Every second.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to show you, actually, YouTube. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay. Well, so 12 years wedding anniversary, and in February, we're going to be together for 20 years.
Did it feel like it went by like that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Scary and crazy enough as it is, like, I realized, oh, my God, it's been 12 years. Now, it took us a long time to get married, not because we didn't want to get married sooner. It was just we were waiting for the perfect timing, you know, and you're always trying to wait for timing. And it's just, you know, things come up and you go and you run and it's unless you stop and make it happen, it just keeps going. Time stops for no one.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had finally gotten married, but we'd been together for, you know, was like 8 years already at that point. You know, so now after a couple of years ago, of course, but you know, it's crazy. We've been married longer than we were not married at this point.
That's kind of wild.
You know what I mean?
I remember back when I was in my relationship and I remember thinking, wow. A third of my life I've been in the relationship. Actually, no, there was a point where
an old
was
relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, not current relationship.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, the old relationship.
It scared me for a second.
And I was like, wow, that's wild that a third of my life has been spent in a relationship.
Craziness.
And I was like, wow, it flew so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really fast.
Hopefully that happens with the new one, too.
Yeah, well, time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah.
You know, I love my wife dearly. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, 12 years being married. And like I said, February is going to be 20 years together. Now, I have been with my ex-wife. I was with her for, you know, I think it was 7 years, a little bit longer.
What'd you get your wife?
What?
What'd you get your wife?
Me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're taking her to Salem. I'm taking her to Salem next week. So
that's the anniversary.
That's the anniversary. That's when we're celebrating everything.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but you know, it's what do you call it? At the end of the day, like I've never been with anybody for this long, and you know, it's crazy enough. Crazy enough. If I'm 47 now, you know, a few more years. And I'll be with her for a lot more.
Really long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Very long time.
Anyway, so fact of the matter is that happy, thrilled, and I made dinner last night. What do you call it? We did, I made some shrimp scampi, and she wants some shrimp scampi, so I made some shrimp scampi.
I hate shrimp.
Really?
Sorry.
Oh, that's not nice.
I like seafood.
You see food and you eat it. There you go. We also went to. Have you been to that Jake's 58 place?
No.
It's a casino that's out by you.
No.
Really? Yeah. We don't.
I thought maybe you were gonna say it was the casino that we went to for the tattoo thing.
No. I would have rather even gone there. But what do you call it? We went to this Jake's 58 place. It was such a small joke of a casino. I mean, it's out on the island, and I'm thinking, all right, well, let's go see what it's all about.
I thought
fun.
Casinos were not legal. In
yeah.
New York.
No, that one's legal. They flipped it. So, you know, but they're limited to what they can do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, the stuff there is just so lame. There's nothing fun. You know what I mean? We like the game ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We're thinking, all right, maybe they'll have nothing, man.
Nothing.
Nothing. It was all the same garbage where it's like all, you know, where it's like ding, 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 nothing. Ding, 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 nothing.
So you got what? The penny slots and you got, what, do they do cards?
Yeah, so I played blackjack. I should have played blackjack the whole time. I mean, I was only going to put in $100. You know, I put in 100 and I gave, you know, Danielle 100 just like, you know, let's just spend. And
yeah.
If we want to spend
yeah,
more, we'll spend more. But let's see how it goes. She didn't even spend a dime. She was like,
oh,
I'm
my
not,
God.
She's like, I'm not interested. And, you know, she didn't want to do anything. And what do you call it? When I was playing blackjack,
it was, you know, she was enjoying us playing blackjack. And, you know, we'd win, we'd lose, we'd win, we'd lose. And finally we lost everything. And I was like, all right, it's time to go. And I pulled out before, you know, I spent my last, you know, 20 bucks or 10 bucks. So I didn't bet a full 100.
You save some of it. All right, so yeah. We're going to take a break. But first, I just want to talk about, I am going to show Brim, and if you guys don't know what this is, I'm going to show him a video clip. And if you haven't seen it, Bo Burnham, welcome to the internet.
What's a Bo Burnham?
He is a, comedian, kind of music guy would be the best way to describe it. He has a Netflix special out. That's one of the reasons why I'm showing you this, because I also didn't think that you've seen this, but this has been blowing up kind of recently.
Okay.
And I think that you'll find this hysterical. Like I said, it's called Welcome to the Internet. If you guys haven't seen it, just go and type it in on YouTube. I'm going to show it to Brim right now, and then we're going to get his reaction when we get back from the break.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Noel G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brim Stone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a bus.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
All right, so change of plans. We are going to react to this live.
Yeah, why not? I mean,
let's go.
We should have some fun with it. So tell me real quick. So this is some comedian on Netflix?
I believe he started out on YouTube, and he just released a lot of content, and he just got really kind of big, and then from there, they gave him a Netflix special when COVID happened, and he called it Inside. So as you can see, he has an album out now, and this song is called Welcome to the Internet. People will describe him as like watching a man like dive into insanity during COVID. And this song is about like how the internet can be a crazy and chaotic place, as we're going to discover.
All right, so I'll point at you when to stop. So this way you'll know where I'm about to make some comments. Here
welcome
we go.
To the internet.
Oh, it's catchy.
Have a look around.
Have a look around.
Anything that brain of yours can think of can be found.
Can be found.
Mountains of content. Oh. Some better, some worse.
If none of it's of interest to you,
you'd be the first.
True.
Welcome to the internet. Come and take a seat.
Okay.
Would you like to see the news or any famous,
women's feet?
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Famous women's feet? We're already getting into some, like, dirty stuff, huh?
We're already getting into weird territory. And we're only 24 seconds in.
Holy, like, seriously? Talking about celebrity females' feet?
It is the internet.
Or female celebrities' feet, however you want to
say it. It is the internet.
All right, go ahead. Keep playing.
No need to panic. This isn't a test. Just nod or shake your head and we'll do the rest. Welcome to the internet.
Okay.
What would you prefer? Would you like to fight for civil rights or tweet a racial slur?
Oh, oh. So we're all right. Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, all right, I see where he's going.
You're
here.
You're getting it.
I'm getting it. What do you call it? The tweet thing, wow, okay, we're talking about. So, is he deep diving? Is there going to be some, like, really effed up stuff in this? I mean, you've heard it, so you can tell me.
It just gets wild because you're just thrown off almost every line. Like, it just gets progressively worse.
Oh my
and,
God.
Like, you're just going to be thrown off. Like, what did he just say? Like, that didn't just happen.
All right. All right,
yeah.
Continue.
It's fun.
Be happy, be horny, be bursting with rage. We got a million different ways to engage. Welcome to the internet. Put your cares aside. Here's
on the
a
side.
Tip for straining pasta. Here's a 9-year-old who died. We got and doctors and fantasy sports and a bunch of colored pencil drawings of all the different characters in Harry Potter fucking each other.
Oh, I'll censor that.
Hold on to your socks because a random guy just kindly sent you photos. Of his cock, they are grainy and
Oh. He
just sent you more. Don't act surprised, you know you like it, you
okay, all right. Okay, so it's getting really nasty. So, yeah, they're going to the dick pics.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, the women are going to be upset, obviously, because they're, you know, oh, you don't like the dick pics? Of course you're a whore. No, bull. That's crazy. I don't like that. That was
no, he said you know you like it.
No, the girls do not like that.
I know they don't. Well, he's just joking around.
Okay. Well, it is a comedian.
It is a comedian. All there was a lot in that. There was a lot. We went from 9-year-olds who died to dick pics.
Yeah, I just went to the dick pics because you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
This
I can't.
Is the internet.
Yeah, it's true.
And doctors and fantasy sports.
This is true.
All of that good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going.
See a man beheaded, get offended, see a shrink. Show us pictures of your children, tell us every thought you think. Start a rumor, buy a broomer, send a death threat to a boomer. Or DM a girl and groomer, do a zoomer, find a tumor in your ears. A healthy breakfast option, you should kill your mom. Here's why women never f*** you, here's how you can build a bomb. Which Power Ranger are you?
Take this quirky quiz.
Obama sent the immigrants
to vaccinate your kids.
Oh my goodness. Alright, wait. So, I just heard something about being Power Ranger. Which Power Ranger are you?
Take this quirky quiz.
I think it's funny that he just, you know, totally dropped the Power Rangers.
I thought that was funny, too.
What do you call it? Too bad I didn't have any of my Power Ranger friends on. I should if I would have known, I would have had them respond to that, too. What do you call it? And then you've got talking about the vaccinations.
Yeah, Obama sent the immigrants to vaccinate your kids.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
The internet is a wild place.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. Is he not capturing the internet almost perfectly, though?
Not so bad. Yeah,
right?
It's true.
It's kind of all of these things. Some of it are good,
yeah.
And some of it is off the rails.
Wow. Oh, my God. And they're ripping on Obama. But, I mean, it's not him
it's
saying
not,
it.
He's not
he's saying, like, this is what the internet tells you.
Yeah.
So don't believe everything the internet tells you is basically what's happening. All right.
Obviously.
So go ahead.
I interest you in everything, all of the time. A little bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything, all of the time.
That is kind of the internet.
Yeah.
Everything, all of the time.
A little bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything, all of the time.
Okay, so basically he's just like rambling at that point. I mean, I don't see anything crazy about that part.
That part's more just describing internet culture. How the internet is, it just shocks you with going from, you know, like TikTok. You're scrolling through TikTok, and you'll see sports, and then it'll show like a tragic like thing, like he said, of a kid who died, and then you know the next thing is like some TikTok girl dancing, which is like, you know, all the horny references, and
right.
He's describing the internet as it is today.
So far, it's very interesting. I don't hate it. You know what I mean? I think it's actually pretty fun. I think that it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like
it's fun,
like a fun little polka-ish beat. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, what do you call it? Obviously, guys, we have to stop it in certain times, you know, because we can't play the entire thing straight through simply because of copyright reasons, internet. What do you call it? So, you know, obviously, we're breaking it up. But continue. Let's continue. Oh.
Slow it down a little bit.
Slow it down.
So remember, guys, this is a Netflix special. So if you have Netflix and you want to catch this.
You know. It wasn't always like this.
It wasn't.
What, the internet?
Yeah.
Not very long ago, just before your time.
Well, my time, but not yours.
Right before the towers fell, circa 99.
Okay.
This was catalogs.
Yep.
Travel blogs.
Yep.
A chat room or two.
Basically.
We said.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. I mean, well, we had MySpace then, and we
99?
Had... In 99? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we had
no,
MySpace.
No, not in 99.
Yeah, we had MySpace.
No, MySpace is
I mean,
2000s.
I'm pretty sure I had my my website up by then, you know, so I mean...
MySpace launch date is 2003.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have... There wasn't a lot on the internet in 1999.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, there was a lot, but it wasn't like it is now.
No.
It's
very, very chaotic place now. It was a lot more controlled then.
In order to get porn back in the day, you used to have to call the 1-900 numbers, and it was like 555, you know.
Or the late night TV
four
stuff.
Sex or sex four. Or,
right?
Yeah. And then you call and they're like, hi, this is Alicia, and I just want to do naughty things to you. And you'd sit there and be like, wap, 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 you know what I mean, on the phone, like listening to this. And when it started, you went and you did a different number.
One of my friends.
I didn't do that.
One of my friends did that for a job.
Really?
And she was very bad at it.
Oh, no.
She explained that she was just very awkward with it. Like they'd be like, oh, what are you wearing? And she'd just be like, shoes.
Really?
A shirt. And like she just didn't.
Oh, my God.
Like, she would try, but like, she just, no.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. All right. So we're going to continue?
Yes.
Okay, continue.
At our sights and spent our nights waiting for you, you.
Okay.
The internet was waiting for us.
Yeah.
Mommy let you
use your iPad.
You were
barely two.
And it did all the things we designed it to do.
Okay, all right.
Now look at you.
Uh-oh. All right.
Look at you.
Oh, we're crazy now.
You.
Also, by the way, I should say that he directed, wrote, filmed, and edited all of this on his own.
Oh,
the,
wow.
The Netflix documentary.
Really?
Yeah, so this, like I said, this is part of it, but he... If you're watching the video, you could see him, like, these lights that he has going on in the background. He has a remote on his keyboard.
Okay.
That he keeps pressing to get these light effects to go off.
Very interesting.
Like, here, watch. Ooh. Watch his hands.
You,
see?
Okay.
Unstoppable, watchable, your time is now, your insides out.
Interesting.
Stick together, who knows what we'll do.
We'll do.
It was always the plan to put
the world in your hands. Which we did.
Alright, pause that. Oh my Lord, now he's getting evil. Alright, let's pause it. That's the time we have for this segment.
We're almost over.
How many more minutes is it?
We got 40 seconds left.
All right, let's finish it out in the next segment. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some more Within Brimskin.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie. Go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you've...
You're gonna blow it, kid. The kid'll squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's gotta eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Gotta make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you could save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from The NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's
convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow! It's the Red Roof Geek Guild!
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
What's up, people?
So this song's been very interesting so far.
yeah.
So, you know, and you're saying it gets worse?
No. It really just kind of, from here, he just ends the song wrapping up everything that we've already heard. You know, the internet is everything.
Okay.
Just a little bit of everything all the time. And he's just going to wrap up the song in a nice way. But, you know, we get this nice evil laugh.
Yeah, that's concerning.
Could I interest you in everything all of the time?
A little bit.
A bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything all of the time. Could I interest you in everything all of the time?
Yeah, back to the...
A little bit of everything all of the time.
Everything and everything all of the time.
All right.
Inside, now streaming on Netflix.
So, yeah, I mean, that was fun. I don't think it was like too bad. I thought, like, when you said it earlier, I was like, oh, it's going to be redonkulous.
I mean, it's got 48 million views currently on YouTube.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
That's unreal. You know, like... But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, like, that's the thing now. I mean, something picks up, you know what I mean? And Netflix has the money to sit and promote it.
Yep.
And, you know, all of a sudden, boom, there it is. And I'm not saying he's not talented. He's obviously very talented. But, you know, when you have the money to promote something, it gets you can make it go viral quick.
I mean, some of that got you, you know, some of those lines in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I saw your faces.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a... You know, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should do another show along the you know, somewhere along the beaten path, and, you know, do a what do you call it, like a reactions video show.
Yeah, those are really popular on YouTube, actually.
Yeah, but you know, you need somebody to sort of do video stuff.
Oh, that is true.
But I mean, technically, we could do something very, very simple.
We could do some. We do the live streams on Grindhouse with OBS.
Yeah, maybe we'll just do it on OBS. But can you put video, you have to put the video that you're watching on it, don't you? Oh, no, you don't, but you're not supposed to do that,
no,
right?
You can't. You, like, put it, when people react to things, they usually put the video, the main video, they'll make the focus, and then they'll be, like, in the top corner.
Right. Isn't that illegal, though, like, in YouTube world?
Like I said, you have to apportion... It's a percentage. Your content or their content cannot be over a certain percentage of the entire video.
Interesting.
So, like, let's say you're reacting to a video. Let's say it's 2 minutes long. Your video can't make up, like their video can't make up, let's say, 20% of your video.
I think that would be interesting. I think we should do it. I think we should pick a day, like, every once in a while, like, maybe once a month. And then pick,
and just react to videos
and just
stuff?
Do like maybe like a bunch of them at a clip and then just release them over the course of the next, you know, couple of months.
I have so many videos that I could show you.
Yeah.
Literally, so I live on YouTube.
You know what
I
I'm saying?
I can show you so many things. I would have to beep a lot of it, but that's okay.
Maybe. Because then, yeah, maybe we do that. And then we could take it and make it into a whole new show.
YouTube is also not as strict with the censoring, but though, like, you can obviously that's on YouTube, the thing that I just showed you,
right?
Uncensored, you know.
Right. Also, what do you call it? Happy Coming Out Day, by the way.
Yes, that is a thing that you told me before the stream.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I'm a bad gay.
You're a bad bi.
Yeah.
You feel. I feel bad for both of you. I'm just kidding.
That's funny.
What do you call it? It was funny though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
What do you call it? I don't know if you saw the new Dave Chappelle special.
I have not.
So there's a new Dave Chappelle special, and he leans in on the LGBTQ. It's a really, really fantastic show. What do you call it? Like, because when he did the Sticks and Stones special, have you heard about that?
I didn't see it. I know who Dave Chappelle is, and I've seen some of his videos, but I couldn't tell you, like, specials or shows or tours.
There were people that took stuff from that show, and they didn't watch the actual content and didn't actually,
They took them out of context.
And they took it out of context, and they put it out there, and they made it, like, you know, like, trying to cancel him and the whole night. I mean, like, you know how people are to begin with.
Yeah,
But it just got worse, and there was, like, a whole big thing with LGBTQ people, coming after him. And, mm-hmm. and I got to tell you, like, he was on point on it. Really, really, really good special. I urge people to watch it, especially in the LGBTQ, community. You got to be able to laugh. Doesn't matter who you are and where you're from. You need to be able to laugh. That's first and foremost.
I laugh at myself all the time. I'm so stupid. How can I not laugh at myself?
He even talks about... one of his friends that he had learned, he found out that his friend was trans, that he met this person and they're a huge fan and that was her idol, Chappelle was her idol. And they became friends, and I don't want to ruin the story, but I'll give you the basics. And it turned out she was trans, and she said that, she'd wanted to be a comedian and so forth. So he had an opportunity. He said, come out.
That's cool.
And and she came out and she did the opening show. He's like, and she tanked. It was like awful and blah blah blah.
Oh,
but as the but as the true champion that she was, she came out and she wanted to make sure to get a seat out in the front, so she was there watching when he came on, and she was there, and then she started like howling at the show and having fun back and forth with mm-hmm. him, and then the people, I'm giving you little snippets just to try to, put it out there and say, hey, this was great. And there was a guy out there, because everybody knew that she had started the show, but they thought that it was a female blonde. You know what I mean? A blonde female.
Right.
They didn't necessarily know.
They didn't know that she was trans.
So the big guy in the back says, screams out, hey, does the carpet match the curtains? And she's like... So she yelled back kind of like nonchalantly, sorry, babe, there's no carpets in here, just hardwood floors. And the whole
That's
place.
Really funny.
The whole place went crazy. And, and he's like, that's your funny. He's like, he goes, that's where it was. And then they went
that
back
is,
and forth.
That
and,
is her funny.
And unfortunately, when the whole thing happened with Sticks and Stones, and she got better, and she he was like, I'll work with you.
As
blah, blah,
Bill
blah.
Burr says, everybody bombs the first time.
Yeah, yeah, it's
everyone
true.
Bombs the first time.
It's
You're
true.
Gonna bomb. You gotta go out there and bomb and bomb and bomb, and then if you could deal with that, you'll get better,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll get somewhere.
So... funny enough, in the song that you had played, where they said on Twitter and racist remarks, blah,
oh
blah, blah.
Yeah, they were saying, "Do you want to fight for civil rights or tweet
right.
a racial slur?"
Right. So the what do you call it? So apparently, when Sticks and Stones and they were all coming at him, she went public and was like, for the people that are saying this about him, one, they don't understand, comedy or whatever, but two, he is the sweetest person, and that's not what he, he doesn't have anything against anyone. He is my friend, and
right.
I am, trans, whatever. And then the community, rather than, rising up and being with her or listening or whatever, I'm sure some people did, but they came at her and they started slapping her down. And I believe what the one of the things was is that people were saying that he was slapping them down or something like that, or I forgot what the, or punching them down or something like that. So she's like, he's not punching anyone up. He's not punching anyone down. He's just punching lines. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Punch lines. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and whatever.
Yeah.
And they came at her. And they shredded her, and a few weeks went by, and they were, like, back and forth. And apparently she jumped off the roof of a building, killed herself.
Whoa, I did not see that one coming.
Me neither.
Oh, my God.
Me neither. So, like, if you guys have an opportunity to actually watch the special, it's funny, it's out of line, it's hilarious, and it's sad. It was an emotional roller coaster. It was really, really interesting. But here's the thing. Comedians... they do that. They go after the stuff that's going to offend you. They go after the stuff that's risque.
I think people probably said, because I think what you meant to say is they said that he was punching down. Is that what you were trying
to say? Punching down, yeah.
So I don't know who he was going after, but it's like a rule of comedy that you don't punch down, you punch up. Who was he going after?
He wasn't going after anybody.
So then it doesn't make any sense as to why they would say he was punching down.
They took him out of context and said that he was punching down on the LGBT, on the trans community, I guess.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
All right, so an example of punching down would be like if, you know who PewDiePie is, obviously. PewDiePie made fun of a smaller YouTuber on his YouTube channel, that's PewDiePie punching down.
Oh, I got you.
You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
Dave Chappelle ripping on someone doing an open mic that nobody knows. That's him punching down. So that doesn't make any sense to me in context of what you're saying.
Yeah. You know? It was from the Sticks and Stones special that he did for Netflix.
Right.
And apparently some things were taken out of context or put out there. And that's the thing.
It's just so stupid because their argument doesn't even hold water because he's not even going after anybody. Like, your argument is just dumb.
Yeah. 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 So, we're coming to the end of the show. I do urge you guys to go check that out. And, at the end of the day, I am going to be heading to Salem this weekend.
You're going to be heading to sleep?
Almost sounded like you
were going to say that.
Heading to Salem
Maybe
this weekend.
Maybe you should go to sleep. You sound a little tired.
I am tired.
A little exhausted?
Physically exhausted. Mentally exhausted. I can't wait. You know, we're going to go. We haven't been to Salem in a couple of years, and they take very good care of us there, so we absolutely love them. And we love being there. Haunted Happenings is unbelievable. If you guys are looking to take a visit to Salem, check out hauntedhappenings.org. They give you all the information, you know, on where to go, what to do, how to do it. You know, all you could get the visitor guides, all that
stuff.
Yeah,
travel guides.
So, you know, definitely check it out. And I'm going to be doing some blog stuff on it on my official website. And I'm also going to be talking about it here on WBS as well as the Grindhouse Radio in a couple weeks. Well, next week, I guess we'll be doing this again. So we'll be coming out of.
When are you leaving for Salem?
On Friday.
When are you coming back?
Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, wait, yeah, so we can do Within Brimskin next week.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, either Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. So anyway, we'll talk about it when we get off here.
Sounds good.
Anyway, that's about all the time we have, guys. We thank you so much for... that was a bummer. That was a bummer.
It's going to work now.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Are we going to do the sounds? We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. That's not even the music. What the hell's wrong with you?
You're
ridiculous.